right? But Price of a Hero, the
Oh, this
era.
is nice.
And I, you know, because if you gave me the Master of the Word Volume 3, which started at Shemode, so I couldn't do anything when you gave
Oh.
it to me. So we're there now. So I looked at it, and I want to use it for this week's year, because we're in the middle of Sefer Shemot. And I did quote the introduction, the acknowledgments, pointing out that this book was enhanced by the keen eye of Phyllis Shapiro.
Oh.
You knew that.
Wait, the book was further. Yes, I knew, I know. Yeah. Rav Eliyahu. Oh, yeah, very nice. Thank you.
So you've seen this, right? Sefer, you've read through it, and the idea is that this is that the whole Master of the Word series, it we're Masters of the Word series is kind of going chronologically through Jewish history, starting with Tanaim, Amoraim, Gaonim, and this volume three that I have in my hands is the early medieval commentators. Rambam, Radak, Ramban, Ralbag, those. And it goes in the order of Parshiyot. So the first volume is in Bereishit, Noach, Lacha, and then the second half. And this one starts with Parshat Shemot. Okay? So the Parsha, chapter of Va'era, this week's Parsha, is on the Radak. That's the way it worked out. But that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Problem, because Radak wrote a lot of commentary, but it didn't include Sefer Shemot. Okay, I just got an ad for Feldheim that has a new translation of the Radak's commentary on Sefer Bereishit, and he has it on most of Nach, but nothing on Shemot. So if you look at what Kalash does, it basically he comments on the Akedah. He looks at Radak, he introduces the Radak and who the Radak was and what he believed in and what his focus of his commentary was, and then looks at his comments on the Akedah, of course, not in Parsha Be'era. So in order to get something from the Parsha, he looks at the Sefer Shorashim. Radak wrote a dictionary, a biblical dictionary, and
Oh.
looks at terms that are actually in this week's Parsha, that cite this week's Parsha. So when we look at one of his
I think when you say kolach there,
Yeah, you want me to change that to rabbi?
what, just an R period?
Is it more respectful to just use the last name? Like we say Einstein. Right.
Yeah. And then there's one above it. Yeah. Okay. No, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Very good. Did you know him personally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He lives in
He lives in Harnof.
not really close to you.
No.
But to introduce the way the Radak's comments that he cites, we're going to start with looking at the Parsha. Last week's Parsha ends with Moshe's despair. Right? He's gone to Paro. Paro said no. He comes back to Hashem and says, Lama harote, why have you been so bad to these people? And this week Hashem sends him back into the fray. Okay, so Parsha starts out, Moshe, Hashem. Hashem spoke to Moshe and says, I am God, Yud Kev Abke, and I will bring them these people into the land I promised to their ancestors. Hashem, go back. I should have more to that. He says that, right? I'll add this. Maybe. Okay. Well, he doesn't actually say that to him, but he goes back. There we go. And of course, he goes back and tells him this, and it means mission ends up even worse than last time. Because last time, at least B'nai Israel listened to him. Paro said no, B'nai Israel didn't. This is from last week's Parsha. He goes to them and says, you're going to be redeemed by Yemen Ha'am, the people believe, by Yishmu, Kippakat Hashem, B'nai Israel. And they heard that Hashem had remembered B'nai Israel, B'chirat, and Yam, and saw their affliction, like do B'ishtachavu, and they bowed down. That was last week. This week, no one listens. Right? And Moshe came to B'nai Israel. Moshe told them everything Hashem had told him. Lo Shamu'a Moshe, they didn't listen. Moshe, Mikotzer Ruach, course, they were short of breath, may have duck a shot from all the hard work. And so Moshe gives up and goes back to God, and Hashem sends him back again. Third mission. Take people out. And it's not clear how long after that second mission it was. Right? Ramadan says it was actually 30 years. It was a whole new generation.
What's that Tashpag?
A parsha Vayera Teshbag, Tavshin Pei Gimel.
What
That
does
was a
that mean?
shiur. Oh, that was a shiur I gave that year.
Oh.
So here, if you remember, well, parsha Vayera Tavshin Pei Gimel. Where is it? Okay. What did I call it?
But how is someone supposed to know that's a reference to your shayor? Does it say
It's a
this?
it's, well, it's a link. It's got the
Oh,
underline.
it's a link. Oh.
Yeah, so you can click on there
Oh, and
and
it says about, yeah. Okay, got it.
why is it not actually linking?
It doesn't look blue here, linky.
Ah, it's not blue. I have it in black. Why is it not linking? That's weird. Oh, that's two space. That's weird. That's why there are two spaces. Let's edit that. Don't worry about it now. Here we are. Okay. That discusses the kind of the how long it was. That was a previous one.
Okay.
But it doesn't change anything. But he's got it. Moshe's got to go back, right? It's the third time back, and Moshe clearly still feels bitter about the whole thing. Okay. This is third time. Go talk to Paro. He shall lock up Bnei Israel may so, and he will send Bnei Israel out of his land. Moshe talks back. And he says, "Hein b'nei Yisrael lo shumu elai." Look, b'nei Yisrael didn't listen to me. "Ve'ech yishmei paro?" How will Paro listen to me? "V'ani aral svatayim," and I am
No.
aral svatayim, and that's going to be our focus. What does that mean? What is his objection here?
Okay.
Hashem says, "Look, you're going." And Hashem spoke to Moshe and to Aaron and commanded them about b'nei Yisrael, el paro melech Mitzrayim, and about Paro, lotziat b'nei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim, to take b'nei Yisrael out. They go back. And then he gives a command that you're going to do all these signs and wonders and plagues. But instead of going into the plague part, the text does something odd. It stops the narrative right here, right? Hashem speaks to Moshe and then gives us genealogy.
What's that word? Vayetzum? They go?
Where? Vayetzavim and commanded them.
Oh, it doesn't get two vavs?
Not in the text of the Torah. In modern Hebrew,
No.
it would be.
Okay.
But that two vavs to indicate a v as opposed to a vowel is a modern innovation.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. But again, this is Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Dalet, instead of telling me go turn your staff into turn staff into a snake and the word of blood and all that, it says El Rashi Beit Avotam Bnei Reuven B'chol Yisrael. Look, here's Reuven, Chanoch, Faluf, Hetron, Karmi, Emeshu Reuven, Bnei Shimon. And then Shmuel ben Levi, and Vayikach Amram Yocheved Dodato, and Amram took Yocheved, Vatelot Amram et Moshe, Shnei Chayei Amram, Shem 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 Shana. A whole long list of the genealogy of Moshe, Amram, Bnei Israel, Reuben and Shimon, who Aaron Moshe, Asher Amar Hashem Lahem, Lot Siyu Bnei Israel, Meretz Yisrael, Al Tzivotam. This is the Aaron and Moshe that God commanded to take Bnei Israel out. And then the text goes back and resumes the story. And that's Pesach Chavav. And Chavos Zion says, "Who Moshe Aaron?" And then, "Vayneber Hashem Moshe Lehimor Ani Hashem," and Hashem tells Moshe, "I am Hashem. Daber al Paro Melech Mitzrayim and Kol Asher Ani Diver Elecha. Go tell Paro everything I tell you." And Vayomer Moshe Hashem, "Hen Ani Aral Sfatayim." Moshe tells Hashem, "Look, I am Aral Sfatayim. Eich Yishma'alei Paro. How is Paro going to listen to me?" Right, that's the same. Basically, quotes what it said beforehand with this little
Yeah.
tweak.
Wait, did we meet? Did Aharon enter the story before this?
Yeah, so the original objection, Moshe says, no, don't tell, send me. I don't deserve it. They don't deserve it. And anyway,
Oh,
I can't speak.
and
And
how do they
Hashem
say
says,
it?
fine.
How do
I
they
don't know
say
what.
it? How do they say it before that he can't speak?
We're going to look at that.
Oh, okay.
And hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay? But I just say the context in our parsha right now is after Moshe objects, I'm Aral Sfatayim, and Paro's not going to listen to me. Hashem tells him this is the next parak. Look, I am made you an Elohim. I made you basically God to Paro. And he will be your prophet. He'll do the speaking. And you'll say everything I tell you. And Aaron will talk to Paro. And he will send
Okay.
Bnei Israel out. But I'm going to harden Paro's heart. You're baited at the time of Tiber to Shrine. And I'm going to send these signs and wonders. Okay, we know the story of the Mako that are coming up. So Rashi points out that this second Vayedaber Hashem, who had Dibir Atzmo, Hamor Lamala, this is exactly the same incident. This is not, he didn't say it twice, we're just repeating it. But since it stopped in the middle to give the whole genealogy, Chazar Alav Itchil Bob went
Okay.
back and recapped where we were before we left off. The questions are, number one, why the interruption?
Right.
Sticking genealogy right in the middle of the exciting action. And what's the Ralph Svatayim?
Okay.
Okay. So Moshe objected over and over, last project. Lots of objections. But one of those ones was your question just now. Yom Michelle Hashem, this is last week when he's first sent. And Moshe says to God, "Be Adonai, lo ish devarim anochi. I am not a man of words. Gam etmol gal shem shom. Not yesterday, not day before. Gam me'az debrachel avdecha. Not since you've talked to me. Ki chavad peh v'chavad lashon anochi." That's the language. I'm heavy of mouth and heavy of tongue.
Pevoloshan, okay.
Okay, that was the way he worked. Doesn't say anything about Ra'al Svatayim. Look, and God says, look, who gives people mouths or makes them dumb or makes them deaf or makes them seeing or blind? It's me. I'm God. So, ata batalek. Now just go. But I will be with your mouth, or I'll tell you what to say. That's
Oh,
it.
this is not Aharon. He God says, I'll help you.
Yes. So then the next, okay, Moshe's next comment is Tishlach Bashet Tishlach, and then Hashem gets angry with Moshe and says, no, fine, Aaron can go with you. That's the next pasuk. But Aaron is sent with him. Okay, do you want to see that inside?
Yeah.
Go, let's go.
So it's not just Anochi Ehyeh Picha.
Well, that's what Moshe tells. So then Moshe says that's not good enough. I still don't care, right? So,
Oh.
actually, that should be it. Edit
Oh,
that.
right, he goes
Continue
on,
Kaddish.
right.
Right. So Hashem says, Misam peh atalech v'nochei. Go, I'll be with you. And then he says, V'yomer bi Hashem, shlach na bi atishlach, just send anybody. And then, Vayichach Hashem Moshe. So he says, V'yomer haron achicha.
Okay.
So now,
Okay.
fine. Now, fine. Aaron can do the talk last week. And then Aaron goes. And now he's come back to this Aral Svatayim question.
I wonder what he sounded like, Moshe.
That's a good question. So that's really the question. So Radak is concerned the dictionary. The Shefer Shorashim, yes. What does Aral Svatayim mean? What does Aral mean? That's Radak's question. What does Moshe object? The word orla literally means of a foreskin, right? It's what's cut off in Brit Mila.
Well, that's one meaning. It also
Right.
means the fruit of the third year and all
Ah,
that.
we'll have to look at that. How is that connected, right? Presumably it's the same thing, right?
I
That we'll
don't
see
know.
that, right? So the word aral or orla comes in, right? The BT, this is my Brit Mila. Imolachem kol zachar, maltem et bresar olatchem. You need to cut off the flesh of the orla. That's the Brit Mila. And the other sense, We have other meanings in Tanakh. We see that one by the trees, right? Ki tavola arz. You come to the land, you plant the trees. Orlato, and you will make that period. You will make their fruit to be orla. Your arel, their orla fruit. Shoshim tia lachem arelim. And for 3 years, it should be arel.
Hey, ORAL.
Oral. It should be
You know,
oral.
Moshe can't speak. It's a problem of not being
Not being
oral.
oral. Ah, so he is, but he is oral svatayim. So that's the outline. I don't know if that works here.
No, it doesn't work. But I don't like the way you say it means foreskin. It should be one of the meanings is.
Okay, the first time you see the word, we understand what the meaning is here. The question is everywhere
Okay.
else where it's meant. Okay, so
Okay.
obviously this is not talking about foreskin by fruit.
Right.
But clearly, the first time we meet that root, it means to start arlat of brimila.
Okay.
Okay, and then other uses are clearly that the fruit that should not be eaten is called arlim, and in the fourth year it's
And
kodesh
there's
yulim.
no connection of the two meanings.
I don't know.
No.
The
Okay.
assumption is that they're connected.
Oh,
Okay, but
okay.
right now we're just listening to the uses of it. So devarim,
Okay.
it's used in the sense of umaltemet orlat levavchem. You need to do
Okay.
tshuva. In the concept of tshuva, you need to mila of the orla of your hearts. Barbachem lo chikshu ora, don't be so stiff-necked. Another meaning of the word orla. Yirmiyahu says when Hashem is talking to Yirmiyahu, he says, "Al mi adabera? About whom should I speak? Ba'ido, and I should testify. Yishmu, and they'll listen. And they'll listen. It's a question. Who's going to listen to me? In the orla aznam, your ears are orla. Lo yochlu hashiv. You can't pay attention. Nidibera Hashem lahem, divar Hashem lahem, haya lahem lo orcher. That they consider the word of God to be an embarrassment. Lo chefsubo, they have no desire for it." Another orla. Okay, Habakkuk. Hashem's telling him that the wicked will be punished. They've made everyone else drink the kos tar'ela, the poison chalice, and now savata kalon mikavod, you will be satisfied, you will be sated, you'll be full of embarrassment, of shame rather than honor. Shtei gamata v'ha'arel, you will drink also, and you will be arel, you'll become arel. Tasuv alecha kos Yemin Hashem, the cup from God's right hand will come to you, ki kalon al kodecha, and you will have shame instead of your honor. Beharel. Okay, so lots of uses of the phrase. What has they have in common? Rashi says it
Wait, what does
means
it mean here? Beharel?
that's the good question. Like, how do you interpret that? You're going to drink
Oh.
beharel, and you will become arel. So we got to
Hey,
figure what
Ariel.
the commentaries, the Mefarshim are looking at that. Well, what does it mean then? Here are examples of its use
Oh.
in context. What do I do with all these meanings, with all these uses? So Rashi says it means to be sealed.
Okay.
Okay, something sealed, right? Arel svatayim, he translates atum svatayim. My lips are sealed.
Oh, you
Literally.
know what itum is in modern Hebrew?
What?
To seal a house from water, like sealant.
Oh, okay. So that means literally sealed. So he's saying
Yeah,
Aram means that. Okay, and
itum.
kol lashon orla. So the same, every time it says, it uses the root of oral, orla, ani omer shu atum. That means sealing. Okay? Arila aznam, that Yirmiyahu said, is atum mamash, mishameya. Right? It's, the ears are sealed, they're not listening. Another use, Yirmiyahu says, arelev, and Hashem uses that, Devarim, Moshe uses that. Atumim mehavin. You're sealing your heart, meaning you refuse to understand. Refuse
Okay.
to pay attention. Shtei gam atah v'arel, that's the Chabakuk, drink, and you will also be arel. Batem mishikrut kos haklala. You'll be sealed off from the world. You will be isolated. Because
Because
you will
you're
also
drunk.
drink from this coat, this metaphoric kos,
Oh.
the cup of the curse, right? Shtei gam
Okay.
atah v'arel.
Okay. And the
Okay.
trees.
And right? Or the trees, asuzo atum. You should consider them sealed up, kisui and covered up. Usur she kisui isur, they're covered in this kind of protective coating of isur. She had deal with achilato that you can't eat from it. You should consider them sealed off.
So he really takes all the words, all the uses, and gives them
Right.
some
That's, I mean, so that's
under,
Rashi. That's not Radak here. This is Rashi saying it means
Okay.
sealed off, and all the meanings are meaning exactly that.
Okay.
Okay. So, he's a meaning. Here he says it's of sealed lips, which the Agada makes that literal. We know this Agada about Moshe as a
What
baby.
the coal?
Yeah. Yish, Mitzrayim, that the wizards of Egypt were there with this little baby Moshe, Amru. And they said, "Mitrim anu mizeh. We're afraid of this kid that your daughter has adopted. Shenotel ketercha, but no arosho. He's going to take your crown and put it on his own head. He wants your crown. That, now he's a cute little kid who's taking your playing with your crown because you're the grandpa, but he's going to be the one who will literally take your crown, take your kingdom from you." Go. Some said you should kill him. Some said you should burn him up. Yitro was Paro's advisor and was among them. But Moralhem said to them, "Hanara ze emboda." Look, he's just a little kid. He doesn't know anything. Ella bachanuato. You should test him. Bakara zahav. Have a plates with coal and gold. Look, if he reaches for the gold, then obviously he knows what he's doing, and you can kill him because he's going to rebel against you. If he reaches for the coal, then obviously he doesn't have to do his intent. He likes the bright shinies. Then you shouldn't kill him. Yeah, they brought the test for him. And he was a smart little kid. And he went to grab the gold. And Gabriel, the angel, came and pushed his hand. And he grabbed the coal, but he knows the ado in my chelat, and he grabs and puts it in his mouth. Now, those of us who ever had toddlers, we know exactly that's what happens. My daughter just told me that they had her sons were just she didn't want to bother them because they were happily playing together and giggling until the older one said that Yedidya got the sunscreen in his eyes. Yeah, so anyway, so Moshe here puts the coal in his mouth, and his tongue was burned. And the Mimena said that's what he means, Kaved Kabel Kolosho. He was literally sealed because he had scarred down. He couldn't talk.
I knew this medrash, we all do, but I didn't know it was Yitro there.
Yeah, so Yitro is often presented as one of the advisors to Paro beforehand. The name of the medrash that was Yitro, Bilam, and Eo. Advising Paro on the slave enslaving the Jews.
So when he meets Moshe again in the desert, you think he knows him, who he was?
I don't think any of the Midrashim imply that.
No.
Maybe realize I don't think he has any rights. It's Ish Mitzri. He doesn't. I don't know. I'm not sure I would do anything specific with Yitro in the Midrash sense, but they say he's looking at the where the that his Arel Svatayim that Rashi's reading is literally sealed. It's physically stuck. He's got a scar there. I just read John. You remember John Tremaine?
So Kaved Pev, Kaved Lashon is the same as Aral
Arel
Sifatayim.
Svatayim. Yes. Radak translates Arel, though, as superfluous, extra. So this is the way he. This is, so now we're at the Radak and the Sefer Shereshim. His definition. Arel Svatayim. Okay, Hodavar Hayeter, but Kaved, anything that's extra and heavy, weighing on something, Sharoil Hashlichol, and that needs to be removed, to take it off, Nikra Arla. Chen Arel Svatayim. Okay, and that's what it means here. Ki Ha'aleg, because a stutterer, Yechabdua loved Dvarav, it's hard for him to speak. Yosi B'Svatav Dvarim Yeterim, and he says too much. Arel means superfluous, so that the Orla that's cut off in the Brit Mila, it means it doesn't belong there. Ariel Ozen. Not sure how he interprets that as being. It
How
treat
do
you
you?
treat things as being superfluous, I guess. Not paying attention. But here it means you're saying more things than Achi Yagia, Yagia, El Hadibur. You say extra sounds until you finally get to the sentence you want to say. That's the Arel means I say too much. I am stuttering.
And he doesn't show how it means this in all those instances you brought.
That's a good question. So this is the only part that's quoted by Rabbi Kolach. So I did not look up the Sefer Hashirim directly.
Oh.
You're right, which is a mistake on my part, and I should immediately do this. Why does it say?
Dalet Hay?
HaMatchil.
Oh.
The entry that begins, RL. So let's see. Sefaria, okay, Sefaria has Sefer HaShirashim.
I
Then
never heard of that book. It sounds good.
it's the results, six results. No.
Like yesterday was Hebrew Language Day. It Ben Yehuda's birthday.
Oh,
And
interesting.
they had all these things about Hebrew, the development of Hebrew, and they should have had Sefer HaShirashim.
Yes, where we find. Let's look. Let's see if we can find this since we're here. Let's see if I find an actual source. We have a wiki text. Good. Let's see if we got the whole
Ooh.
thing.
Wow, look at that.
And we actually don't have it yet. We have a blank spot where wiki text should have it. Oh no, Echikodesh. No, that doesn't help me. There's no context. But we can get it on NLI, Sefer Shim, and Hebrew Books has it.
Kimchi, that was Radak.
That's
Yeah.
Radak, right? Where David came. Rabbi David is came. Radicum Liber. The Book of Roots, Hebraeum Bibliorum Lexicon, right? And when I translated Latin, 1847. Let's see what I can do here. She's Hebrew, like Hebrew books. We are here. This is out. We're on the Aleph. Great. Let's go. Where do you think ions are? Nope, too far.
Well, it's a dictionary. It really is a
Yeah, that's what it
dictionary.
is. It's actually a dictionary. He actually
Yeah.
wrote a dictionary of all the words in Tanakh
Wow.
for that very reason, because we have all these words, we don't know what they mean. 259. Here we go, getting close. Azav. My computer's not charging.
Ayin? No.
Ayin Yud, Ayin
Yud.
Yud. Let's go down a little more to 65. Ayin Lamed.
Oh.
Ayin Mem. Ayin
Oh.
Pei.
Oh.
Too far.
Oh.
This is what? 275, 275.
Ration Sadik
Ayin Pei. Pei
Kufration
Tzadik
Sadik.
Atzav. Oh, it should be after Tzadik. Sorry, I went. Okay, Kuf, Resh, give me one more. Arav, oh, not quite.
No.
Ara, nope. Wait, he's just going to tempt us here. Arel, okay, here we go. Arel,
Okay.
oh, okay. Mishkal Echad, okay, that was fine. Kol Debar Yeter Shiruah, okay, so he's putting Aral Tem, Aral Lo is something that needs to be removed.
But he
Else,
doesn't
right?
quote the other
Yes,
uses.
Aral Tem, Aral Lato, he quotes that. And Aral Levit, Aral Basar from Yecheskel, use we didn't quote, but same.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Lev, Ki'ilu, Leibam, Kaveh, V'yeter Basar, V'shomen. It's covered it, the heart is covered in.
Oh.
That's the extra there. It's just covered in too much other stuff.
The ozen.
The ozen and the lave, it's just covered.
And what about the fruit?
But
Well, you could say
grill.
extra, you can't use it. I
You're
don't
right. That's what it needs to be thrown away.
know. Okay, and it's nothing to do with stuffed or
Oh, like
sealed.
sealed. Right. Here's a different answer. It means extra. Okay. So it's, again, that's what's it. So the aral satayim specifically means stuttering. That I
Okay.
say extra things. Shukarim balaz ofani, which means stuttering evidently. Okay. Or else satayim, lips to say too much. Stutter.
Huh.
Interesting, it's a different understanding of what Arel means here, but Rashi, on when he's commenting on Moshe's initial objection, agrees about the stutter when he says kaved peh, is says kavedut ani medaber. It's hard for me to speak. Loshon la'az belbu, which is only in French, means a stammer.
Oh, so he says it's
The
also that, not
stutter, right? So he says
sealed.
that he says that the problem was that Moshe stuttered. But Rashi still is saying Arel means sealed, but it says metaphor. His lips are sealed because he can't talk.
Can't talk well.
Can't talk well. But yeah, and it doesn't mean that the Kaved Peh and the Kaved Lashon is the same as the Arel. The question then, why is he coming back? Why beat a dead horse? Moshe's already complained about his speech. And Hashem says, not excuse, right? Me some pala dumb. I mean, I can cure this. This is not a problem. So I'm going to actually propose that Aras V'Tayim means something different from Kaved Peh.
Okay.
That's not a speech impediment that most complain. He has speech impediment. Kaved Peh, fine. Shem said, don't worry about it. And yeah, you keep objecting. Aaron can speak for you. That's fine. But
It makes sense that it means something else because it didn't work before, so he needs a different
great
excuse.
answer. Right. So the way the Midrash says about that, there's both. He said, Klomar, any yachol maher de Be'er Tzachot. I can't speak eloquently, fluently. It's not so much that I can't, it's a speech problem, but I'd say I don't know what to say, right? I make the verse says the same. Ani aral shvatayim, ini yachol hasbir heitev. I can't explain myself well.
Okay.
So I hate to disagree with Jacques there, and then I would say that kavad peh and kavad lashon refers to, sorry, I have to is to Moshe's speech impediment, the lisp or the stutter, however you want to look at it. That was the initial objection. But now he's a lips are sealed because he can't talk because he has nothing to say.
Oh.
He's talked in his blue face. He has nothing more to say. He's been tried this, he's gone and no one listened, and he's talked to Bnei Israel and they're not listening. And I can't say anything. Ani aral shvatayim. That's Moshe giving up.
Okay.
So Hashem presses Control Alt Delete
Mean,
on the whole system.
not that he's not a good public speaker, but that he has nothing more to say.
That's the way I want to say. This is my interpretation of this.
Okay.
Okay. And right, it's not right. It's not that I can't, I'm not a good speaker. I've done my speaking and no one's listening. So Hashem
Okay.
says no. Okay, we're going to start from the beginning. We're going to reset everything. The new mission. So that's why we've intercalated the we've put in the middle this genealogy.
Oh.
Basically takes us back to
Oh.
the beginning of Sefer Shemot. So it's Eilat Shemot Bnei Yisrael Be'im Mitzrayim, right? Reuven, etc. And then Eilat Shemot Be'im. Pretend the previous stuff never happened. Previous couple of chapters never happened. You're right. That was a
Okay.
failure. We're going to do something completely different. You don't have to do any speaking anymore at all. Or any thinking about what you're going to speak, because this from now on, this plan B is not going to involve a lot of speaking and talking, okay? It's going to be fireworks, special effects, frogs, blood, all that. Mechilta makes the point that Bnei Israel are no longer listening to Moshe because they don't want to change. They don't want to do anything to help them get themselves out of slavery, that they've kind of gotten comfortable with it. Famously, Yechezkel says that I sent prophets to you in Egypt in slavery and you refuse to listen to them. This is Mechilta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Pray Omer, lo shamua Moshe mikotzer ruach. Right? Pasuk says they didn't listen to Moshe. And is it possible someone could hear good news and not be happy? Why wouldn't they listen? Why does it say they didn't listen? They didn't want to give up on their avodah zarah. They were here. This is the quote from Yechezkel. She could say, I know. Let's go, Paris. Okay. Zion.
Ish, you could say enough.
Right.
I am movie below of Avu. Oh. Oh, I saw the Gilulei Mitzrayim.
Yeah, okay. Ishi could say now that everyone should get rid of the sheketz. The filth of their eyes they should get rid of. You leave Mitzrayim, don't poison yourself with the idols of Egypt, but Omar and said they move be and they rebel against me, blah blah shmo I lie, but ask Laman Shemiz, but I still took them out for my own sake. That I shouldn't do a chul Hashem in the eyes of the other nations. So initially Moshe's and it's on Moshe is telling them, B'nai Israel, you need to do better. I'm talking to you. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah that you have, you've been assimilated into Egypt all these years. You need to leave. And they don't listen. Yeah, they're slaves, but they don't want to get rid of all the Egyptness of them. They just want to be free. So Hashem tells them, okay, we're starting the process over. Your role is not to talk. You don't talk to Israel, who won't hear, don't to Paro, who won't listen. And you see him is trying to happen with fire and brimstone and all the special effects, right? That's what it means at Titicha Elohim LeParo. You will be like God for in Paro's eyes, you're gonna be like God, Yaron Achigia Nibiacha, I will do my signs, but will tell you my wonders in Egypt. So that right now Moshe's are also tiny, nothing to say as a liberated in Israel. Anything he says he would be superfluous. So I guess that fits with the Radak's reading. Our
But
ultimate
Aharon
idol.
will talk.
What?
Aharon will say things.
But even Aaron's not saying anything at all. They're not trying to convince anybody of anything at this point. I mean, Aaron's going to announce to Paro, we got a plague coming. It's a very different sort of way than originally, where Moshe is telling Bnei Israel, you're going to leave, you're going to serve Hashem, at the beginning of the abolition of Geula. Moshe is not talking to Bnei Israel at all. Now on until the very end. And he doesn't really talk to Paro either, except to say, here, let my people go, or this bad thing will happen. There's no more negotiating.
Okay, so it's not sealed. It's, well, it is sealed. Well, it's a
It's
meta, yeah.
sealed metaphorically. It's not
Yeah.
sealed because he has a speech impediment.
Right.
He seems to seal because he has nothing to say.
Oh, very interesting.
Okay? So that's why I'm going to say that Radak, and I would say maybe Radak could read it that way, right? Anything, his Eros of time because his speech is now superfluous.
Okay.
And then Moshe will only regain his voice when he starts his new role. He's Moshe Rabbeinu, and Hashem says, you need to teach Torah to Bnei Israel, Moshe Daber, Velkimi, and Kol. Literally. That Moshe speaks, and Hashem answered him by giving him a voice. As the Malbim says on that pasuk by Mamre Har Sinai, Alatid. This is talking about the future. Moshe Yidaber Torah Bnei Israel. That's Moshe's voice. That won't come till later. He's God sending him. That's when Moshe is going to be speaking again.
And
And
he
that's when
does it.
Moshe.
So it's not stuttering. But what do you think cave pair is in
I would agree.
cave?
So I think yeah, that original one, I think, is some kind of speech impediment.
Okay.
Right?
But
And
does that
Hashem
go
says,
away?
I don't
Does
know. Or
this
it's enough that it's not, and Hashem's telling him, look, Misam Pel Adam, I create mouths, I can make you speak. So clearly he's speaking well enough, that's not a problem.
Right.
And so you get the sense he's looking for an excuse. Hashem telling him, look, so fine, you have a lisp or a stutter. You can still talk.
Okay.
It's not a disability. Stop making
Okay.
excuses.
When God says I could make you better, I create, speech
Right.
impediments. Aharon doesn't, he doesn't need it. What happens then? Does he
So the
go?
first time he goes with Aaron, and Aaron
Oh, he
does his speech.
goes with Aharon.
Right.
Okay.
And now also, Aaron's the one who's going to be the speaking in front of Paro.
But there's not much to say now,
Yeah,
right?
my point is that there's not much to say.
Okay, I like it. And it makes sense that it doesn't mean the same thing because he tried one excuse, now he's trying another one.
Another excuse, right? And so Moshe, right, that's what I'm saying. That Moshe here is, just doesn't have a voice, doesn't have anything to say.
So Radak says superfluous, and that works with your theory. And but so does sealed. Sealed
Yes,
also works.
right. So sealed lips, and not in the literal sense, but
Right.
in the sense that we usually word sealed lips. You may say, my lips are sealed, so I'm going to keep a
You
secret. I'm
know, we
not going to talk.
really do. My lips are sealed. I have nothing to say. Not I stutter. Right. Okay. You think this is where the expression came from? My lips are sealed?
I don't know.
No.
I mean,
No,
it
because
seems obvious enough
right, exactly. No, what I
that
mean, right, if
metaphor.
you don't want to say anything, you don't talk. You seal your lips up. Zipper them up. Okay, very
Okay,
nice.
I'm gonna stop here.
I'll
And
send that. Maybe I'll send it to Jandy. That's his name,
John D. Okay,
Jandy.
see if I see if I
Jonathan.
tell him
Yeah.
I try. I wanted to use this, but I couldn't because Radak didn't write anything on Bayera, so I had to pull it backwards.
So what does he do? He also uses Sefer Sherashim?
Yeah. So that quote was from the book.
Okay, and where
The
does
quote from
he
the
get
doc.
it?
He come. He hasn't developed any of these things a lot. He just says this is what he says,
Oh.
and points to the contrast with Rashi's interpretation of sealed versus superfluous,
He
and
does. He
how both of
points
them end
that
up with the
out.
kind of this language of understanding of stutter. But he
Oh.
points that out. But he doesn't develop that in the like Dvar Torah side of it. He's more saying this is
So
what
I don't
Radak
think I
says.
have the third volume. I don't think I
That's the one
have it.
published by OU Press.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
Because
think
the
the other
first
ones were
two
at the
were
top.
by Keter or one of those.
Yeah.
It wasn't OU. I know he's always looking for publishers and
Yeah, this one
initials.
is the.
He's still at it. He's working on four.
Well, I assume so. It's got a lot left. Yeah, so this is OU Press, but it's only this one.
You don't have the other two?
I do not.
Oh. We'll see if I could remedy that. So wait, he has his whole thing on Parsha, on this Parsha is on this
Just on the Radak.
Radak. Okay.
So the way he does it, he talks about the Radak and
Oh,
talks about
right.
his
The
history, talks
times and all
about
that.
his philosophy, how Radak approaches the text. And then so in each one, he talks about the particular Mefarish, and then he gives examples from the relevant parsha.
And this is one of the examples.
Right. He's got three examples, two from Sefer Shoreshim, one from Radak's commentary on Sefer Tehillim.
Oh.
One of the Tehillim that are about Yetziat
Oh. Oh, that's good.
Mitzrayim. Yeah, so he uses that. But like I said, what he uses for the commentary is on the Akedah.
Do you like the book?
It's interesting. It's a lot. It's long. It's got a lot of sort of academic sides of it. It's not all, it's not just the parsha. It's more the history
Yeah.
of the. I'm getting
Yeah,
there.
it's a clever idea, I thought.
I'm going to stop recording.